Hi, thank you for calling the Depot Provera helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Adrian Bell.
Adrian, what was it?
Bell, B-E-L-L.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. I'll take it from here. Hi, Adrian.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, so again, my name's Jessica. The call is being recorded. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
I think I already did. She was transferring me over to someone. I don't know what from here now.
You already did. Were you on the phone with the transfer people and completed the
Yeah,
intake?
She was asking me some
okay.
questions. And yeah.
Yeah, so this is part of the next step here. We would have to go through it once more, so I do apologize. But you do want to participate, correct?
Yeah, I think I went through these questions like 3 times.
Okay, and then you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
No, she was supposed to be getting me over to him.
Okay. Yeah, this will be the final step here before being sent over. Are you willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. When were you diagnosed? What year?
Received the Depo or diagnosed with the tumor?
Diagnosis, yeah.
That was... The 28th of January.
Of this year?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow, okay. So 1/28/24?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No. I have an ex anymore.
Okay. No worries. And then next here, the Depo Provera info. So did you consume or use the name brand injectable Depo Provera?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And again, you use it for at least 1 year minimum, correct?
Yes, it was total of 4, but yes, ma'am.
4, okay. And then within 1 year, can you confirm if you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis? Like, did you have at least
4 years? Yeah, it would have been more than 4, but yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. And then do you know what year roughly you first started using it or you were given the shots?
That was 2019, September.
September of
2019? 2019. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then when did you, what year did you stop?
That was, when did I stop? That was December of 23.
December of 23. Okay.
Mhm. Because the side effects was November. Yeah, so December.
Okay. And then next year, the injured party information. So again, you were diagnosed with the meningioma. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay. And then, can you spell your first name for me?
Adriane.
It was Adri.
Ane.
Ane.
Yes, ma'am. And I got like 5 minutes. I gotta go back to work.
Okay. And then last name was Bell, B-E-L-L. And then
yes,
what's
ma'am.
Your email?
My first name, 0089@outlook.com.
First name, 0089. At Outlook?
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then is the 205-765-0312 your cell phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
1063 Cedar Lane, Crawford, Mississippi, 39743.
Okay, and then do you remember your diagnosing doctor or facility where you were diagnosed at?
The doctor name, what was the doctor's name? That was Michael Garby.
Michael Garby?
Mm-hmm.
At what hospital or facility?
That was the Brooksville Medical Clinic.
Brooksville Medical Clinic?
Yeah, where the and nurse practitioner did the depo at, Nurse Kim.
Okay, let me just try to see if I can find the facility here. It was Brooks Medical Clinic in what city?
Brooksville Medical Clinic. And that was in Brooksville, Mississippi.
Okay. On Oliver Street?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then did you have treatments at the same facility?
The treatment.
Or did you go somewhere else?
No, that was a different. That was the radiation therapy was a different. That was with Dr. John Golf.
John Golf.
V-O-S-S, V as in Victor.
I think I may have found him. Is he at Anderson Regional Medical Center?
I don't know the name. I forgot the name of it. I have to look for it.
Okay.
Well, it was done, Boss, B-O-S-S, an oncologist.
Okay. And you don't know what facility he was at?
I have to look through my stuff.
Okay, let me see. Was it also in Brooksville?
Brooksville, Mississippi.
Mhm. That's where he was.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see real fast. There's one on. It's Oncology Associates. 23rd Ave.
I mean, that might be it. I don't know. I haven't looked. Can I call you back after my lunch? My lunch is over with.
Yeah. When would be the best time to follow up?
After 5.
After 5. Okay. I'll try back later then. Is it okay if I send you a text message? That way you have my direct line.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Perfect. And then I'll reach out to you, and then we can kind of just pick up where we left off then later on.
Hold on. I actually got the paper right here.
Okay.
Crap. Oh, I'll take one last question. I thought I was getting over to someone else today. Hold on. This was... This was in Meridian, Mississippi, 1704.
Yeah, 23rd Ave.
23rd Avenue.
Okay. I found it here. And then do you know the prescribing, like who gave you the shots, what facility or clinic that was? Or doctor?
That was the nurse practitioner, Kim.
At what hospital or clinic?
At the Brooksville Medical Clinic.
Brooksville Medical. On Oliver Street?
Yeah. I was getting every, 3 months?
Okay. And it was Dr. Kim, like K-I-M?
K-I-M, yeah.
K-I-M, S as in Sam?
Kim. K-I-M.
Okay. Perfect. And then what is your pharmacy name?
The pharmacy I don't know what pharmacy.
Do you know what pharmacy you would have been using at the time?
I went to two separate pharmacies.
Whichever one.
I'll have to look and see, because I'm pretty sure I had to get the exact one I went to for that particular stuff. Instead of giving the wrong information. But I'll just give you that when I call back, anyway.
Okay. Because that's the... All we would need is the emergency contact, pharmacy, and then I could send you the forms. Do you want me to just finish? We'll just finish later?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'll go ahead and, like I said, send you the text, and then we'll do a call back, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, and I will talk to you later then. Have a good day, okay?
Uh-huh. No problem.
Okay.
You too.
God bless. Bye-bye.